You're listening to the Marketing Spot Blogcast, the internet show about small business marketing with your host, Jay Arrett. Power to the small business.
This is the internet show all about small business marketing. We keep it real with practical advice you can start using immediately in your small business. If this is your first listen, welcome. My name is Jay Arrett. I am the marketing guy. My company is The Marketing Spot, a small business marketing firm in Waco, Texas. I teach, I coach, consult, write, and speak about small business marketing. My website is themarketingspot.com. My blog is themarketingspot.blogspot.com. My podcast archive page is themarketingspot.podomatic.com. And you can find me on Twitter using the name The Marketing Guy. This show is designed for entrepreneurs who actively run their own business, and it's a show with guests. I look for the brightest minds out there to give you the best advice possible, and in the process, it's a little selfish. I get to learn something too. Our guest for episode number 21 is Alina Wheeler. She is the author of the book Designing Brand Identity, now in its second edition. Today, we're going to ask Alina how a business goes about designing or forming a brand. One of the biggest challenges for an entrepreneur is trying to figure out the brand puzzle. What piece to start with? Where to start? Let's see if Alina has some advice for us. And joining us on the Skype line is Alina Wheeler, author of Designing Brand Identity. She's joining us from her home in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Alina, welcome to the big show.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Well, we appreciate you joining us today to talk about branding, because everybody wants to know what branding is. Everybody wants to get one, but it's one of those elusive things for small business owners sometimes. It's hard for them to define, and you have written a book about how to design your brand identity. So give us a little bit of a background. How did you become the expert in branding?
Well, over the last 40 years, I've had the great honor to work with entrepreneurs and also Fortune 50 companies around expressing who they are. So I guess my education has been working with the best and the brightest. I had a design, marketing, and communications firm for a number of years. And then during that time, I developed a process that really, really made it easy for people to revitalize their brands. And I decided that the best thing that I could do was really share that process with people around the world, and I've done that through my book.
To help an entrepreneur kind of grasp the brand concept, can you maybe define a brand identity for us? What is a brand identity?
Sure. A brand identity, I view it really as the tangible expression of how you express your brand. While brands connect to the mind and the heart, brand identity is tangible. It appeals to the senses. You can see it, you can touch it, you can hear it. And sometimes, you know, in the future, you're going to be able to smell it, because smelling is a big thing that people are working on right now.
Smelling your brand, huh?
Right.
That's a whole new discipline.
Right.
There.
Sense of smell.
Now, before we get started into your system of designing a brand identity, let's talk a little bit about the brand naysayers out there, because there's a book, I'm reading a book right now, that branding only works on cattle, and some people say when the economy is down, branding goes out the window. What do you say about that? How important is the brand?
I think the brand is the most important asset that a company has, no matter what size that company is. And if you look at brand valuation of any size company, the brand is the largest piece of that. And so I think the thing is that there are a lot of misconceptions about brands and what they do, and a lot of misconceptions about what branding is. So for me, at the end of the day, it's really about putting four questions on Post-it notes on your forehead, and I call them the Big Four. And basically, branding is a disciplined process, and it's about answering these questions over and over and over again whether you've been in business for 5 years, 10 years, or 50 years. The first one is like, who are you? So who are you? Who needs to know? How will they find out? And why should they care? So if you're able to answer those questions effectively, my sense is you have a very successful business.
Now, will we need to put these post-it notes on our forehead?
Or on your desktop or on your wall in a very visible place.
Well, one of the things that struck me, Alina, about your work is I went to your website, and there, very visible on your website, is your little authenticity pyramid. And one of the things I like to recommend to businesses is be true about your brand. And you're saying build authenticity in your brand. How important is authenticity in the brand of a small business?
Well, it is more important than anything else, because it's about self-knowledge. It's about being clear about who you are and what's important to you. It's about why you are unique. It's really about knowing why customers should choose you over others. So my experience is when companies are very, very clear about their mission, their future, their dreams, their aspirations, their challenges, then they're able to easily and seamlessly build the key messages and the signals to send out there.
We're talking with Alina Wheeler. She is the author of Designing Brand Identity. She's going to be writing her third edition of that book very soon. We'll get into that later. But Alina, let's go back to your four questions now, because I'm sitting here, I'm an entrepreneur listening to your questions. How should I answer them to go about using these as building blocks for my brand?
Okay, so the first question was, who are you? And that's really about seizing every opportunity to tell your story and to convey why you're the choice that customers should make. It's about seizing every opportunity to retain and attract the best customers and finding new ones, about being really clear about who you are and what your offerings are. Who needs to know? You know, who are your stakeholders? Who are the people that affect your success? Clearly your customers first, but it's also, you know, your community, the media, your vendors. You know, there was a time when branding was just about large consumer companies, when the CEO was the brand champion. But now we live at this really exciting time where everyone can be your brand champion. And, you know, if you think about social media and what's going on right now, building brand champions is that thing that fuels your brand. So it's your next door neighbor, it's your best customer, it's your vendor.
Okay, so who are you is question number one. But let's look inside the mind of an entrepreneur, because an entrepreneur is sitting there saying, well, I sell furniture. That's who I am. But what's that about in a brand? How do you answer that question more than it's just what you sell? How do you answer the question, who are you, as an entrepreneur?
I think you go back to the beginning. You go back and you revisit why you are an entrepreneur. Why is it that you sell furniture and not any other widgets? And usually with entrepreneurs, there are these incredible stories about their passion, the reason they're doing what they're doing, the reason that they love doing what they do. So, you know, this notion of expressing or understanding your identity, you know, kind of affirming your uniqueness. How are you different than the guy down the street selling furniture? Because if you are not different than that person, then you don't deserve to have a brand. So it's about affirming your uniqueness, sharing your passion, and understanding at the end of the day what's important to you. What are your values? What are your aspirations? What are your dreams?
Wow. So looking inside yourself, it's not what you sell, it's what you are inside, is kind of what I'm hearing you saying.
Absolutely. With entrepreneurs, that's how entrepreneurs are different than large corporations. I mean, what they do usually has a direct link to a dream, a vision, an aspiration, a desire for a certain kind of lifestyle.
It's the entrepreneurial spirit.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So how do you define that?
Okay, that was question number one. Who are you? What was question number two, and how do we use that one?
Okay, who needs to know? So in my book, I show kind of a what I call a stakeholder diagram. So it's great to like draw a little circle and then draw some arms outside of it and kind of list all the people in your universe that affect your success. So number one, clearly your best customers, your prospects, you know, your vendors, your communities, your competition, the media, your board if you have one, or your advisors. So it's really important to understand at the end of the day, who needs to know about you? You know, so I always recommend kind of making a list and saying, well, there are so many hours in a day. Who are the top three audiences that we need to communicate with?
Now, again, I'm looking at this from the entrepreneur's perspective again. So I've got that listed, but I'm thinking, well, you know, why do I need to know about this? Or how does that fit into the brand picture? Because I hear all these, I hear all this advice about, well, research your customer and that, but now what do I do with this?
Well, who needs to know? I mean, it goes to the why should they care? So that's kind of the fourth one, but why should they care? Is your business fulfilling a real customer need? Do you really know who your customer is? Do you know their aspirations and their lifestyle? Do you give them a great customer experience? Have you lived inside of their shoes? So I know a lot of entrepreneurs that they begin their business because they saw a need that was unmet. So in terms of once you identify kind of who your stakeholders are and you want to reach out to them, why should they care about you?
So who are you and who needs to know? I guess what you're trying to do, Alina, between those first two questions is connect that uniqueness that you have inside of the entrepreneur and why that's now important to your customers.
Absolutely. Who are those people that are going to be attracted to that? Who are those people that can help you build this business of yours?
Question number three, how will they find out?
At the end of the day, we've got less space, less time, and dwindling resources to tell our stories. So we have to look at all the different touch points for how people can find out about us, how we can connect with all of our stakeholders. So that's everything from word of mouth, referrals, your website, your blog, your shelf presence, your voicemail, your email signature, your favicon. So it's looking at the hundreds of ways, and there really are hundreds of ways, even for businesses that are one-man bands, in which you have an opportunity to kind of build customer loyalty, attract new customers, and delight people. So I call all of those touch points. So each business has these different touch points, and it's important to see in your business which touch points are the most important. So for some businesses, it might be their website, might be their blog, it might be, you know, face-to-face presentations. It just, you really need to look at it.
So we take an inventory of all the different touch points that we have potentially with our customers, and then what do we do with those now that we've identified them? How do they fit into our brand pictures as far as how we should affect them?
Well, you analyze where your best business came from. You analyze where your most profitable customers came from. And sometimes that's a very revealing exercise. Maybe it's time to be a little more clear about who I am as a business, who I am as a person, what values are important to me, and how I'm in the business of providing you the very best product, service, you know, whatever it is.
Okay, so now we get to the final of your four questions. Why should they care? And what does that do for a brand?
Well, clearly, if you have a brand that's relevant, if you have a brand that is fulfilling a real customer need, if you know all of that, then you will be the kind of the provider of choice. If they don't care about you, you might be out of business.
Yeah, your brand might be irrelevant, right?
Right.
Well, I love that question, why should they care? Because that keeps the business honest, doesn't it? It says to you, you know, I can't just go out there and sell my furniture. Why should people care about what I sell or about me or what I'm trying to do here?
Right, or care about how they're treated when they come to your store. They care about the fact that if something goes wrong, you'll very, very quickly resolve it. They care about just being treated with kindness. They care about having a great choice. Why should they care? If they care, they'll come back. If they care, they'll refer you, and they'll spark that wonderful thing called word of mouth.
Well, you know one thing we haven't talked about, Alina? It's at the top of your pyramid, of your authenticity pyramid there. Where's the logo in the brand?
Oh, the logo. Well, did you know that the logo is the fastest form of communication known to man? Yep, and you might say, how the heck do you know that, Alina? And I've actually done some research on how the brain processes information. So the brain sees shapes first, and then it's followed by color. Then the brain kind of makes an emotional connection with color. And then third and last, the brain reads words. So, I mean, close your eyes, you can imagine the swoosh. You know, close your eyes, you can see that target, because those shapes have been used over and over again, consistently, persistently, frequently. And then think about color. You know, you're standing on the street way, way far away. You see a brown truck. You know it's UPS. So this notion of the logo, I do this fascinating exercise where if I showed you one letter from a logotype, like the letter T from Tide or S from Startles, even if I just showed you one letter, you'd know exactly what that logo is. You'd be able to read it. And how do we know that? Heidi Cody, who's a cultural anthropologist, actually did a whole study on that. And as soon as people see the shape, they know exactly what it is. When you see a logo, it's kind of a gateway to how you feel about something, because it triggers this little thing in your mind, and then all of a sudden you recall the positive and negative experiences that you've had with a brand.
Alina, I've been listening to everything you say here, and again, I'm putting myself in the shoes of an entrepreneur, and I'm thinking, well, this is good if you're building a brand, but I've already been in business like for 7 years now. Is it too late to go back? How do I start, or can I retool my brand?
You know, did you know the Michelin Man is like 100 years old? So what does that mean? Why am I telling you that? Because over the years, he's gone to the spa, he's gotten some Botox, you know, he's gotten like a little tweak here and there. So sometimes if your business is 7 years old, it's time to refresh. So, you know, take a look, like just take a look, create a war room, look at yourself. Are you forging ahead in the future? You know, are you sending out the right messages?
We're talking with Alina Wheeler. She is author of the book Designing Brand Identity. The updated version is coming out soon.
Well, the second edition has been out for 3 years, and it's a quick and easy essential reference for anybody that's building a brand. And I'm working on the third edition right now because a lot has happened in this world. social media, blogs, sustainability. So I'll be writing new stories to bring into my third edition. And that will be out next summer.
Okay, the third edition of Designing Brand Identity will be out in early 2009. What can someone get when they order Designing Brand Identity?
Number one, it's organized by spreads. So if you have never named a product, if you've never gone to an intellectual property lawyer, if you don't know what positioning is or what a brand is, this is a toolkit that will teach you everything you wanted to know about brands.
The book is called Designing Brand Identity, and our guest has been Alina Wheeler.
I do have a copy of Designing Brand Identity here in my office that Alina graciously sent to me. It is a cool reference tool. Alina has laid out her guide very methodically with lots of color, graphics, and examples. She supports her arguments with facts and charts. What I like about it is that it does more than just tell you, it shows you. So what's the state of your brand? Are you floundering? Do you need to retool, as Alina put it? Start by answering Alina's four primary questions. Who are you? Who needs to know? Why should they care? And how will they find out? Take a look at Alina's book, Designing Brand Identity, and take a look at her website. You'll find the links to both on the Marketing Spot blog in the show notes. Remember, our blog address, if you're not there already, is themarketingspot.blogspot.com. You'll also find on the blog several resources to get started building your own brand, and I'll post those links in the show notes. When next we meet, we'll take the very best advice from the entire year of Power to the Small Business, 20 episodes of practical small business marketing advice from the very best marketing experts. We'll whittle it down, we'll edit it down into one power-packed show. But isn't that what we always do? That's it for episode number 21, Designing Your Brand Identity. My name is Jay Arrett. Remember to subscribe to us in iTunes. There's a link in the show notes on the blog. Or you can search for us in iTunes. Search Power to the Small Business. The complete archive of shows can be found at themarketingspot.podomatic.com. January is back to the basics months on the Marketing Spot blog, and I want to answer your questions in the process. Send your question about the basics of marketing or audio comment by email. You can send them to the email address jay@themarketingspot.com. And I want to wish you a merry and a blessed Christmas, and may God smile on you in the new year. And please join us in the new year for the internet show that's all about small business marketing. Power to the small business.
You've been listening to the Marketing Spot Blogcast with Jay Arrett, the internet show about small business marketing. Please add your comment or post your question in the comment area below. You can email Jay with comments and suggestions to jay@themarketingspot.com. For more information about our company, see our website, themarketingspot.com. Power to the small business.